Marijuana legalization has brought a flowering of both licensed and unlicensed medical marijuana shops here in Washington state. Now a new law is meant to resolve the tension between state-licensed marijuana stores and that gray market. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Initiative 502 gave state regulators oversight of recreational marijuana, but not medical. That's set to change in the coming year. All marijuana businesses will be brought under the same agency, now to be called the Liquor and Cannabis Board. John Davis runs a medical marijuana dispensary that should be a strong candidate for a state license.
I'm going to either get a license as of July 1st, 2016, or I'm going to cease to be. So I will be working very hard to that end.
Davis has a strong case because he's paid his taxes and obtained a business license. Since the law passed in April, Seattle attorney Robert McVeigh says he's been hearing from medical marijuana providers who haven't been doing these things and don't want to be closed down.
Some of them are saying, hey, we've been spotty on our tax payments and we want to clean our act up so that we have a history of good behavior prior to this licensing process.
McVeigh says the new law will put all marijuana businesses on an even playing field when it comes to taxes and regulations.
But it'll be a much smaller playing field. There'll be, no matter how many new licenses they issue, you're going to see more businesses close than open.
Many medical marijuana patients opposed merging the two systems. They say medical dispensaries are better at helping address pain and other issues. Maria Moses runs both types of businesses. Under the new law, she can seek an endorsement to serve medical patients at her recreational stores. But she says recreational stores may not have the products or information they need.
We do have a lot of patients who are very sick. I just can't imagine them wanting to stand in line in a rec store with, you know, music playing really loud. And it's just a different experience.
Ultimately, some stores may cater more to medical users. But John Davis says he expects some medical products, like transdermal patches, to have broad appeal to recreational users.
Maybe someone likes because it helps them unwind at the end of the day and it, you know, doesn't get them too blasted. So I don't think that you're going to see a huge distinction.
The state doesn't know yet how many new business licenses will be issued. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.